Mike Dubin. Hello, my friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're so glad, beloved, to have you joining us for a few moments of fellowship, of study around the truth of the living God. I invite you to get your Bible or your New Testament and to study along with us as we will be looking into prophecy and future events that the Lord Jesus told about shortly before he was to die on the old rugged cross some 2,000 years ago. He had been, as you recall, visiting the temple with his disciples. They had observed the buildings of this temple that Herod had built, this beautiful temple that had been built for the Jewish people. And the Lord Jesus told them about the day when every stone would be pulled apart because of rebellion, and the Roman government will move in and destroy the city and take them into Babylonian captivity. Or rather, this would be Roman captivity, and the judgment that would come, because the Roman Empire was now it was many years before they'd gone into Babylonian captivity and had been allowed to come back and rebuild the city, and this time they would be taken into captivity by the Roman government, and many of them would die, and the temple would be destroyed. And he was foretelling, though, that there's other events in the future that are going to be worse than that. And that's what he begins to describe. And as we've already seen, in verse 15, he tells about the midst of that seven-year tribulation period that's yet in the future, when there's going to be a man that will come upon the scene to bring about a one-world government. At the beginning of his effort to do that, he will make a covenant with the nation of Israel, and he will have power to back up his covenant with them. He will make a covenant to protect them for 7 years, and during that first 3.5 years, Israel will rebuild her temple. And already she has plans for rebuilding that temple. Already we've been told that the building materials are already collected and ready to go into the building of that temple. And the restoration of the worship of Judaism and the offering of blood sacrifices for the sins of the people. These things, beloved, are imminent and are about to occur in the day and age we're living in. I do believe that these things are wrapping up, and we're seeing that the coming of the Lord to gather out His church to meet the Lord in the air, and then this seven-year period of time of trouble and judgment as the world has never seen will begin to come about. And the first 3.5 years are a time in which the wrath of the Lamb will be revealed. And as we've been reading in Revelation chapter 24, there will be seven angels that will blow seven trumpets, and various judgments will occur as a result. And in Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, we begin reading the last book of the Bible, Revelation 9:13. If you'll get your Bible or New Testament, and you can read along with us. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. Now notice, these events are going to be occurring during this seven-year period of judgment that is going to come. Verse 16, the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. Notice that, 200,000 are 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them. And he describes this vision that he saw to the best of his ability. And he saw them, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. These horses had heads that looked like lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And verse 18, by these three were the third part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone. Thus we see a third part of humanity will be slaughtered and will die during this period of time, an hour, a day, a month, and a year. Within that period of time, a third part of humanity on the face of the earth will be destroyed. Verse 18, by these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. Notice, these horses have tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Horrible, horrible creatures that are being described here, some 200,000,000 of them. And verse 20, the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Notice that, beloved. In spite of these judgments that are given to open the eyes of men to the power of the eternal God and to His greatness and to His majesty and how that they should turn from their sin, from their wickedness, from their false gods, that they should turn to the true and the living God and put their faith and trust in Him and accept Him, but instead they will not. Instead, they rebel. And notice again, verse 20, the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. You see, beloved, there's going to be a great increase of demonic activity and demonic worship during this 7-year period of time. Already we're seeing the occult on the rise. Already we're seeing more and more people turning to false gods and worshiping at false religions. And he says that these people would not repent of their worship of devils or demons and idols of gold and idols of silver and idols of brass and idols of stone and idols of wood. They would not turn from worshiping these false dead gods that cannot see, nor hear, nor walk. These people would not repent. That is, the word repent, remember, means to have a change of mind. It means to change from worshiping these false gods to turning to worship the true and the living God and to give glory to the eternal God and to put their faith and trust in the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was slain from the foundation of the world for the sins of mankind. They would not repent. Verse 21, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorcerers, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. We see the wicked practices of these people, murdering and sorcerers, having to do with coming from the word pharmakia, and having to do with drugs, and having to do with worshiping devils and demons and their fornications, having to do with their sexual sins and their thefts, their stealing. They would not repent and turn from these terrible and awful things in spite of the great judgment that was coming upon them. And then we see in Revelation chapter 11, Revelation chapter 10 tells of events that will occur yet in the future and things that will take place in the future and the time when time would be no more. And he tells about this period of time in which a loud voice and seven thunders are uttered, but the seven thunders, it was not allowed to be told what was to occur. Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered. This is verse 4 of Revelation chapter 10, and write them not. John was not allowed to write about these things that were going to occur. So terrible and awful were these future things that would occur. But then in Revelation chapter 11, he tells about two witnesses that will come upon the earth, and that these two witnesses will witness for 42 months upon the earth, as representatives of the true and the living God, who will warn men of the judgment of Almighty God yet to come, and will warn men of the truth, and will try to draw men to putting their faith and trust in the true and the living God. And we notice what he says here concerning these two witnesses, beginning with verse 2, "But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. That's 3.5 years. This is the last 3.5 years of the terrible tribulation period, the time that's spoken of as Jacob's trouble, and the time that's spoken of as the great tribulation. In Matthew 24, there we read concerning the great tribulation, verse 21, "For then shall be great tribulation." This is Matthew 24:21. "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." These terrible and awesome judgments that are going to occur, beloved, will be events that will occur like this world has never seen in all of its existence. Despite the horrible things that man has invented, such as the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb and the nuclear weapons and the terrible things, these things are nothing compared to what's going to occur and what's going to take place here. Join us again next time as we get further into it. Goodbye.